The Archdiocese of Seattle continues to face protests after two popular teachers at Kennedy Catholic High School in Burien resigned under pressure. Their departure in the middle of the school year came after they told school administrators they are engaged to same-sex partners. KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross joins me now live in the studio to explain the situation. The two teachers are Paul Danforth and Michelle Beatty. You've been speaking with their attorney. What does she say about what led those teachers to leaving the school?
Sure. Their attorney is Shannon McMenemy of Cedar Law. She says the back and forth between the teachers and the school administrators has been going on since November. That's when Paul Danforth had just gotten engaged. His fiancée proposed at Disneyland and posted the video on social media. It went a little bit viral. Danforth decided to be honest with school administrators and tell them about the engagement, and he is friends with Michelle Beatty, and she also decided to be upfront about her engagement to a woman.
Okay, so what happened when they did reveal their engagements to the powers that be?
Well, McMenemy says in the end, the school administrators told them they could not continue to teach at the school.
What was made eminently clear to them is that this is the time period, right now is the time period where contracts are renewed for next year, and that there was no circumstance under which their employment at Kennedy was going to continue beyond this year, and they would not be renewed.
So given that, they worked out an agreement to leave now. In a statement, Archbishop Paul Aitchen says Jesus teaches that we should love everyone from all walks of life. But he also says that teachers are required to uphold the gospel in their classroom and model it in their personal lives. He says they face, quote, particular consequences when they represent the church in an official capacity.
Now, students have been out protesting this week. What have they been saying?
It's interesting. You know, we've witnessed this broader cultural change in America where, you know, the Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage, gay rights are pretty well accepted. Students at Kennedy and other Catholic high schools protested outside the archdiocese, chanting, "Love is love, and we want change." One held a sign saying, "You can't pray the gay away."
Yeah, did you meet any students who identify as LGBTQ?
Yes, one of them is a sophomore at Kennedy Catholic. Lynn Schaefer is non-binary and asexual. Lynn had Michelle Beatty as a health teacher and says Beatty's departure came as a real shock. Mostly, it's started to make Lynn question whether to stay at the school.
I don't feel like I'm welcome there anymore. It's like they're telling us, yeah, we love you, but you're not accepted here.
But Lynn also says that there is a group of students, especially in the thespian community, who also identify as queer. So being LGBTQ at a Catholic school is not as rare as you might think.
So demonstrations today, what are the students asking from the Archdiocese?
They want the Archdiocese to apologize to the teachers and offer them their jobs back. And they say they want this to be the last time that teachers are forced out because of who they love.
All right. Thanks so much, Ashley Gross.
You're welcome, Ed.
Ashley is our youth and education reporter, and this is KNKX News.